The construction site, 20 minutes outside Cairo, is destined to be the home of the Littlest Lamb Orphanage. Slated to open next year, it will offer about 200 orphans a comfortable, healthy home and an education that could vault them into Egypt's elite. It's the brainchild of 32-year-old Egyptian-American Mira Riad.
It's something I had been thinking about for a while. My mom used to take us to Egypt since we were little kids every summer and didn't hide us from the poverty that was there.
Riad had little interest in the family business, the luxury textile company Fortuny, which her brothers run. She trained as a social worker, then as a lawyer, and now works for her father's law firm. But her passion is the orphanage, for which she recruited a governing board of six other young Egyptian Americans. She says each child will be offered a university education.
And that's going to be a huge expense, and many people have told us that, you know, it's not practical and it's not reasonable, but it's something that we absolutely believe is necessary to give them the highest possible education. That way they can compete for better jobs. And when they have better jobs, the stigma hopefully will be broken. Because if your doctor is an orphan, if your professor is an orphan, then you won't have that stigma that orphans are nobody.
The Littlest Lamb is designed with family-sized suites, with each group of 10 or 12 children living with one parental figure.
They would still help out with the younger kids as their siblings, but they would move maybe to apartments a little bit further from the orphanage, even on the same property, but a different building so they could be more independent. And then after college, if they'd like to stay, if they couldn't find a job or whatever it is, they can work at the orphanage. They could basically remain there as long as they want to be there.
Riad says the Littlest Lamb will be reserved for Egypt's Christian minority, only because mixed religion orphanages are not permitted in Egypt.
It only can belong to one religion, because that's just the rules of the game there. And Christians are the minority in Egypt, and the opportunities for Christian orphanages, they are less than government-sponsored Muslim orphanages.
Riad, who doesn't want children of her own, laughs at the prospect that she might end up spending much of her time at an orphanage, helping to raise hundreds of children. Still, she says, she is not unusual.
I don't think I'm any different than anybody else. It's just different people use their skills, their opportunity in life, and every story gets painted in its own way, and mine just happened to get painted in this way.
Her connections are undeniably special, however. Pope Shenouda III, head of the Orthodox Coptic Christian Church, attended the groundbreaking in July 2009 to bless the orphanage. And retired soccer legend Pele and former basketball great Walt Frazier have both appeared at Littlest Lamb fundraisers. Mira Riad says they've helped the group reach the halfway point of their $5 million goal for completing the orphanage and welcoming its first young residents. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.